subsequently issued as a record on its own, along with a couple others. It's sort of the better of Momentaufnahmen and it are sort of like brother sister albums, and it's the better of the two for sure. Anyway, we heard the track Fernlicht. After that, from the wonderful Modern Harmonic release, The Saga of Padani, we heard the Oakland Elementary School Orchestra with Terry Riley playing a squeaky door. Out the Windor is the name of the track, recorded sometime in the mid-90s. Wonderful project. Certainly not the most enjoyable track on that gorgeous collection. It's interesting to hear Terry Riley playing a squeaky door with a bunch of children. And it transitioned our two tracks in an important way as well. And after that, we heard John Cale, The Philosopher, from a really lovely record of his called The Academy in Peril from 1972. Not necessarily true of the rest of the album, but that particular track really has a lot in common production and timbre-wise with the album he did with Terry Riley, Church of Anthrax. Very nice stuff. After that, we heard David Bedford, Some Bright Stars for Queens College, featuring the Queens College Girls Choir. A lovely piece from a really cool record, Nurse's Song with Elephants. A few weeks back, maybe a month or so back, we heard another selection from that record featuring Kevin Ayers. Really a nice record indeed, on Dandelion Records from 1972 as well. After that, we heard from the Swedish rock group Harvester, themselves extremely influenced by Terry Riley. We heard the track which closes their album, Hemat, from 1969, Och solen går upp, The Sun Rises. That comes between their incarnations as International Harvester and Trådgräs och Stenar. Every incarnation of that group, essential listening, in my opinion. Yes, and we closed with Eddie Gale, The Rain, from the lovely Blue Note release, 1968. I got another set to play for you here, following me this evening, Unmissable Radio. The return of the Cool Blue Flame with Little Danny, who was away last week. He'll be doing an evening of Halloween sounds. And there is no man, no DJ that I know better suited to cue up those sounds. So do stay tuned for that. We're going to open this next set with some more wonderful stuff from the Blue Note label. From truly one of the greatest records of all time, one of my very favorite album covers of all time, one of the finest achievements of man and recorded sound, Art Blakey's Orgy and Rhythm. Let's hear Buhaina Chant, featuring, of course, a vocal by Sabu.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Tokamaten Karlsson, han bjöd mig på en sup. Och när jag kom i köket, då slapp jag inte ut. Där betalte jag min sup. Då börjar jag fundera hur jag skulle slippa ut. Och dörren sparkas sönder och låset sprang ifrån. Ja, låset sprang ifrån. Då klädde den på min klänning som vägde 12 pund. Den trodde att denna klänningen skulle sitta någon stund. Jag skulle sitta någon stund. Och därför fick jag vandra lik vatten omkring sten. Med stora järnbultar omkring mina ben. Jag omkring mina ben.
Thank you. Thank you.
So another explorer's room draws to its close. Very soon I'll turn you over to the cool blue flame with little Danny. It'll be a spooky evening. Over there indeed. Not to be missed. We opened up that set with, the entirety of Side A of Orgy and Rhythm, Volume 1. Art Blakey. A masterpiece. One of my favorite records. To my mind, one of the most perfect album covers ever created. 1957 on the Blue Note label. We heard Bohena Chant and Yaya, featuring vocals from Sabu, the great Sabu. Also on bongos, of course. Joe Jones on timpani. Herbie Mann in the mix. Just a perfect record. After that, we heard, I believe, from Duke Pearson's first outing as band leader, if not an early one, from the Blue Note album Profile, 1960. Absolutely gorgeous arrangement of Lecuona's Taboo. I'd not heard that until some few weeks ago, and it's enchanting. I adore it. Beautiful work on the bass. After that, we heard a little bit out of step with the rest of the set, and yet I think it did fit. A track called Tjoka Martnids Karlsson by Bengt Arne Wallen, Jan Johansson, Jörg Rydell, and Bengt Hallberg from Adventures in Jazz and Folklore from 1965. Just a great record. I believe that's a Rydell arrangement on that particular track. Love those guys. Somehow, there's a similar sensibility somewhere in there. I don't know how to articulate it. In the next track, from Randy Weston, we heard from Randy Weston's Blue Moses not that long ago here in the room, Creed Taylor production, with arrangements by Don Sobeski and trumpet by Freddie Hubbard. We heard Ganawa Blue Moses, the title track to Blue Moses. As I said before, it's an atypical Randy Weston record because of the Creed Taylor production. And a typical Randy Weston record is as good as it gets. And yet, no complaints. It's what a great record. Gee, it's as though I like all the records I played music from in this set. That's from 1972. After that, we heard Curtis Fuller. Really great track called Chantized from an album called Boss of the Soul Stream Trombone. Lamentably unappealing cover there, but a very nice record out on Warwick, 1961, featuring a fairly early Freddie Hubbard performance and Yusuf Lateef on tenor sax as well. Following that, we heard a track from the CD that accompanies the book, The Dark Tree, Jazz and the Community Arts in Los Angeles, put out by University of California Press, 2006, a recording from a live performance, 1976, featuring Horace Tapscott and, I believe, personnel from, if not an outfit that could be described as the Pan-African People's Orchestra, and credited on this particular CD to its author, Fouassi Abdul Khalik. That track, Eternal Egypt Suite, Part 4 of 4 parts, featuring, of course, Horace Tapscott and Red Calendar on tuba. What a workout. I mean, just intense. I don't know if there exists any recording of parts 1 through 3. I'd love to hear them. That is a nice document. Every track on that accompanying CD is previously unreleased. And we closed with the Chico Hamilton Quintet, that great group with cello that he had. The album Gongs East from 1959, the track Passion Flower, Eric Dolphy in the quintet, just as pretty as can be. Well, that is just about it for the Explorer's Room this evening. I turn you over in about, 4 minutes, 3 minutes, to the cool blue flame with little Danny. Very, very happy to do so. He'll restore the spooky mood that Discotheque Underground worked to create. And I've done something, but not a whole lot with. We've had some spooks, some spooky experiences. Maybe towards the top of the show, not too spooky towards the end, but that's what little Danny's going to bring back. Anyway, tune in for that. I'll be back next week. Thanks so much for listening. Good night.
To make a decision in the field of religion. It's a difficult position to make a decision in the field of religion. Some say join the shout of another one, say be an Obiaman.
tell the hero I answer no. I said I'm going to learn to dance the shango. Drafted a different plan, and I joined the shouter band. The red blood tied round my head, like Boris Karloff in The Walking Dead. I fasted for 40 days singing him, and then they dropped me in the river, but I could not swim. Still the hero, I answered no. I said I'm going to learn to dance the shango. Different plan and decide to be an Obia man. Around my neck I wore a sapli and a dancing frappo to walk and shake. The three blind mice and a mackerel snake and a big star baby to walk and shake. Tell the hero I answered no. I said I'm going to learn to dance the shango.